Today we're discussing a Dragon Ball game that we were both incredibly excited for, but they may have fumbled, and what they might could do to bring us back in. Plus, a lot more. Let's dive in.
No, I'm pointing at the camera much like you were pointing at the
Dotto!
Camera. Now you're pointing at your camera. Now I'm looking at my camera. Dotto! Now I'm looking at the middle camera. They might have noticed that this isn't the usual key moment set. We've brought it up, but we keep this special.
Breaking news, Dotadoya.
What's that, Nano?
Dragon Ball game not as good as we expected? Shocking.
This can't be.
More at 10.
Minutes into the podcast, because first we do have to start with the mandatory, as we usually do, 5 minutes of both catching up with our personal life and 5 minutes of plugging the extensive key member sizzle ring. Which one do you want to do first?
Dotto, how you been, man?
Oh, interesting choice. We're starting with the personal. Well, I've been, you know, thank you. We never get a chance to start with the personal stuff. I've been doing great. Like, genuinely, I've been happy recording podcasts. We've got so much work done. I mean, we record great videos. It's been a blast. I mean, look, we got the special news action set. We never used this one. Yeah, I mean, what about you? It's been great.
Listen, man, set and props. Like, it's, we got to work on props.
Yeah, I mean, we could use some suits, a news anchor, a weather.
You want to do one in suits sometime?
Sure.
Just for the bit?
Yeah, what's the bit?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Just for the hell of it, to be honest.
Yeah, dude, yeah. The key moments accountant is going to be a little pissed.
So what exactly did you mean by the bonus scissor reel? What were you referring to there?
Well, we didn't get to talk about your personal day. And if we're going to talk about mine, we might as well talk about yours.
Oh, you're right. So my day went pretty good. You know,
I'm bored now. The sizzle reel features all new bonus content from key moments, like a bonus extension of this podcast where we answer tons of more questions.
It's a literal hour plus long bonus podcast that you can get access to right now.
Look at this. I get the first down. I secure it. I ain't letting the play die.
That was nice.
Back. Look at that pitch back. Oh,
ooh, fuck, marry, kill from GURP between Goku, Vegeta, Broly. Lock in.
But Nano, not just that. If you sign up now, you get access to all of the bonus content we've ever done since
exactly
the
like almost
existed.
A year worth.
Almost exactly a year's
that's
worth,
so much,
dude.
That is so much. Every time we drop a podcast, there's always bonus to go with it. That is so much bonus content like this right here.
So I was gonna go through maybe some collection stuff. Ooh, look at this Goku figure.
Anyways, we're playing this Dragon Ball game.
Today we're going over most of my Dragon Ball collection.
Me and Nano were involved in a hit and run.
That's the other crazy thing about this. Like, how sick would this setup be with one more person?
Dude, I think that was the second sizzle reel we put in this one. But has it been 10 minutes yet?
It hasn't. Dotto.
It's only been 5, dude. We're fine.
Dotto, here's the thing.
Yeah?
Key moments. On the up and up. We've got a desk.
Now we're saying that, but we have put out some opinionated podcasts that we haven't seen the reaction to. So I think it is important to note that we could.
But Dotto, I actually think that we might put this one out first.
Oh, that's good.
We might put this one out first.
Well, that's good. That gives us. That is funny to think about because.
That's so interesting.
Oh, that's like.
A little out of order.
Yeah, but like also that makes the news action stand a little more special. It's going to be memorable for sure. But other than that, I mean, damn, that's really interesting. Actually, I didn't really think about the fact that time is not necessarily linear for when we're releasing this podcast.
Exactly. I actually do think that some of them will be out of order. Listen, all I want to say, we cooked.
Yes, we did. We succeeded in a challenge.
We might get cooked.
Yes, that too. But mainly the reason that if we do put this out early, it's because while we were in this setting, we wanted to do a Q&A type video where we're going to discuss the Dragon Ball game, but tons of other questions that came in. We answered some, you know, on the bonus podcast for this week, just because we didn't want to do a 7-hour podcast. We thought that might be a little extreme. Nobody's going on a 7-hour road trip. But you know, so that we don't want people to wait however long for their questions to get answered.
We've been asked lately.
What are you pulling out of your mouth there? Nano's got a mouse on the desk that.
It has it still has the like protective cover in here in the middle of the mouse.
Yeah,
it's like starting to finally like come off.
Is that a new mouse or?
I've had it for about a year.
A year, and you're just now getting the tape off there.
Yep.
You just left that on there for the design or?
I'm really bad about taking that off. You could probably go find pieces of all that all over all my monitors, everything. I do not like taking that off.
It just, you just like it because it looks new or?
Yeah, it like protects that.
I do think like unironically, I'm not sure if you're doing a bit here, but there's like the plastic on the ridges of the computer. Sometimes I'll leave that on for like 6 months, not a year. I'll leave it on for a little while just so that when it, like I can see it's dusty, I'm like, instead of having to like dust it, I'll just be like, brand new, dude. It's like brand new. It's the easiest clean in my life.
I am someone who fiends for like new tech. And so when you go to sell some tech, if they still see the plastic is still on it, they're like, damn, this dude like basically never used it or at least took care of it. It feels like more new.
I guess, yeah.
I'm for real.
You got about 6 mouse buttons on that too. That's not a bad mouse.
I really actually do like this mouse. Like there's no plug here or anything, but this is a really solid. It's last forever.
Yeah, well, I mean with 6
in the course of a year, I think I've changed the battery once or twice.
I feel like mouses don't really, there's not really a lot to them that I look for other than availability of mouse buttons.
Yeah. I like a good weight. Weight is like actually really important to me.
I go with the nice, it has to have at least 2, which most mouses do. And then for my MMO mice, I got to have at least 10 on there.
I am a big, the Razer mouse that has like the 12 keys on it. I got really custom to that mouse when playing League. Then from League, I got accustomed to it playing Fortnite. Then from Fortnite, I got like, when I play a game like even Warzone, even Call of Duty, where you can like shuffle between multiple guns and stuff like that, I need my multiple mouse buttons on the side because I switch gun. Like, I don't even know. Do you play League without a mouse like that?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm
not sure what I would use. What do you use from like on what are your keys bound to that?
I place wards.
That's pretty good.
I have flash.
I might fat finger that too much.
And I have something else. One that is really, so obviously building in Fortnite was huge back in the day when I used to care about.
Yeah.
When they, we didn't have, I always play no build now if I play Fortnite, but.
Well, that's because you're old and retired, dude. Like,
I mean, I just don't really enjoy building that much. Like I'm not a Minecraft guy. Like,
okay.
I don't need to build.
Boomed him.
I'm trying to think of the game right now specifically where I feel so like I almost don't even want to play it if I don't have, I mean, League is definitely one of them, but there's a game I'm thinking of right now specifically that I personally play that really utilizes having those. One of them is Guild Wars. Like anytime where keys are bind to like 1 through 5, I'm just like, how are you going up there and constantly like, cause if you're moving around with WASD and you're having to like constantly press like these, I'm like, what, why? Like, I don't want to do that. 1 through 5 is like right here. I got it on my thumb.
Boom, yeah. Boom, mouse boom. Buttons are like, for me, Final Fantasy 14 is the most I've ever abused mouse buttons. I have literally
MMOs. It's literally made for MMOs.
Yes. I'm literally just walking with this. Like I can't, but I don't even know how you would enjoy a game like that without mouse buttons. I'm walking, I'm doing this, and then I have Control, Alt, and Shift, I think, bound to like, because I have like 30 abilities. So I have 10, I need 10 keys, and then I need to hold Shift for 10 additional keys and hold Control for 10 additional keys.
Damn, bro. You're going through your rotations like crazy. You're like, all right, I got to pass 4, 5, 6, 7, then downshift, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Literally, I've learned how to play Ninja, but only on my setup. I've learned how to play White Mage, but only on my setup.
Dotto, you're not critting enough.
That is true.
Not enough DPS.
That's why I can't
do rotations faster. I don't have my mouse right now, guys.
No, with no mouse,
don't kick me from the raid, guys.
No, I'm not even playing in the raid with no mouse, bro. I'm just not even playing because I'm going to be doing pitiful damage.
See, that's one of the things I've always liked about Guild Wars is that they limit it through 1 through 0. Like the abilities are only 1 through 5 for your main abilities of your class, and then 6 through 10 are your like additional abilities that aren't really necessarily like on your rotation. Like your main rotating skills are 1 through 5.
There is,
and then you change what you can change weapons. I guess the change weapons is their hack to get like more abilities, because you can change weapons mid fight to change your abilities, because your abilities are tied to your class and the weapon you're wielding.
Anyway. They do some things in Final Fantasy to make it more like easy to keep track of. And there is like, once you learn it, it's basically just a rotation. But like optimizing is where all the stupid shit comes in. Like there's an ability in Ninja that is, you learn when you're a baby rogue, which is just throw daggers.
I was about to say, is Ninja one of the classes that you learn once you're like level 40 or
whatever
it is?
Yeah, it spins off from like rogue and shit, and then you can become a ninja. But when you're a rogue, you learn a move called throw dagger, which is a ranged ability where you throw daggers and it does okay damage from range, but the cooldown's really quick. I literally took that off my hotbar at some point when I was playing Ninja, until I learned that Ninja has no skills from range that are spammable like that. So there are pretty big sections of boss fights or raids where you will be throwing daggers. So I'll be doing combos, all this, and then I have to take a break. Like, if I'm zoned out, like if there's an AoE or something where I can't get in, I don't have Rikon. I don't even remember what the lightning move is called, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Nah, I can't get it. Rikon, probably. But then I just start throwing daggers. So that means I literally have to have a key bound to the level 8 skill throw dagger. So I'll be in the corner, like, everything to keep my DPS up, dude. I got to... Bro, I'm top of the raid. And DPS is literally, like, the most... brain dead baby easy thing. If you're playing support, it's so much stress. You have to keep people alive, res people that dies. Tanks, you literally
that the health bar is all over your screen, like all 40. Or how many people are in a Final Fantasy 14 raid?
A raid, I mean, it's different. Like the main boss, the main content would be like 8 players, so 7 other guys but you. But there's like alliance raids where there's like a million billion people. But yeah, dude, it's stressful. I hate having responsibility in a raid. I can't fucking do it. I'm still like, I'm a grown ass man, but when too much responsibility is on me, I just, because I'm competitive, dude. And if I'm the reason the team fucks up, I blame me like how I would blame anybody else. Like, I'll say it. If somebody fucks up, I'm like, you fucked us, bro. And when I fuck up, I'm like, I brutally just fucked us. Holy shit. And it's just like, it's over. But so we did the 13 minutes of yapping.
We did.
Do you want to get on this segue with me and just...
Let's get on Yummers.
Oh, you mean YouTube member
at Yummers.
Yummers.
Now here's the thing. If we do Q&As in the future, you can dive in and ask us questions. We answered every single question that was asked of us, besides a few that we decided to wait and hold off for this specific podcast, which spawned into the main topic.
Does this make them less special or more special questions?
I don't know. The exclusive side or the side that's in the actual pod? I don't know.
Yeah, like we're basically using them for the content of the podcast.
I will say, like, you can member up, sub up over on patreon.com/keymoments and stuff like that. But the thing is, we're very sporadic with Q&As. We're not like, we don't have that.
These
as
aren't
like
a monthly on
a
set
thing.
Schedule.
Yeah. But when they do pop up, be on the lookout. So here we go. Yummers says, what is your take on Demon Slayer separating the last arc into 3 movies? Do you think it will impact how anime handle important arcs in the future? JJK, for example. I don't know what Dotto's take on this is, but it doesn't bother me because I think that have you read Demon Slayer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So does it make sense to split the last arc into 3 films?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, I'll get to it when, but kind of, yeah.
So for the, what was the arc called with Set Your Heart Ablaze?
Mugen Train?
Yeah. Mugen Train being a movie, and then they retold it in the anime, which I guess I don't understand why you would do that. It just choose one or the other. There's not like we're in such a digital age. If somebody needs to wants to find the show, not to mention when you're watching anime, you're watching it through Crunchyroll or physical media anyway or other ways. But just let it exist as the movie. Don't tell it again. Like you can find it in that hour and 45 minutes. Let it exist in that hour and 45 minutes. So for me personally, if that means it's going to be, which Demon Slayer is always pretty, but if that means it's going to be super pretty, that means probably going to be a little bit more confined, which means they're going to waste less of our time. Not that I'm saying I don't enjoy my time with the anime that I enjoy to watch, but still, I say go for it personally.
I like it because, I mean, have you watched the season of Demon Slayer leading into this?
I'm not, no.
So I'm going to say this with no spoilers then, but it's a very action-oriented finale. So they could, I mean, there's literally nothing different. They could just do it in an anime season, but I think this is a good way to do it while making it the most hype possible. At least for me, I love like my friends, like I have friends that are into Demon Slayer, but maybe wouldn't necessarily like go right out of their way to watch an entire season as it's coming out. But if it's a movie and it has a set release date with marketing leading up to it, they'll be like, oh yeah, you guys want to go see that Demon Slayer movie? And me just personally, I probably would have gone with this method because again, no spoilers, but this season leads into, it's like from here on out in the series, it is the final fight. It's the fight. So it would basically be like,
oh, okay.
It would basically be like if this season ended off with like Thanos being like, it's time. And then they're all in the Thanos fucking dimension, dude. So
is this the season that just wrapped?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
This is?
Yep.
So the Hashira Unite is the final episode.
Yes. So as you can, I mean, you can read the title. It's called the Hashira Training Arc. It's actually kind of a boring season, which is why you probably haven't seen many people talking about it.
I mean, look how far I am in this season.
Yeah. Ooh. Yikes. Well, it's a training arc, basically. They train, okay. And then at the end, they're like, it's time. Like, it's the final mission time. And now three missions, it's going to be like boss fight one, boss fight two, final boss fight three. So I think it's going to be, I think it's an exciting way to do it. Should anime do this in the future? I think so. But I'm with you. If they do it like this, again, I guess they They could release an anime, but I think that's lame.
Just let the movie exist.
Let the movie
Don't
be it.
Don't retell it. Here, okay, here's my, and you basically just said it, so I'll just piggyback off of what you're saying. I think at any point, and if said arc or said moment or whatever it is can be told through a movie, then I truly do say why not? Because it is easier to digest. It is more accessible. It is so much easier to go, hey, bro, check out this movie versus, yes, dude, watch
six,
One Piece.
Watch six episodes.
Yeah. Or watch right now. I just realized I'm 20 or 19 episodes behind on Demon Slayer. Didn't realize that.
Yeah. And if you like
19 episodes, or I could just go watch a movie. Sign me up. I'll watch the movie.
Yeah, dude. I'm also biased. I'm not even going to lie.
It's some baby back shit, though. But
when it's a big enough moment, a movie, a theater experience elevates it a lot. Like, was I fine that they ended Attack on Titan with a season? Sure. But did I want Attack on Titan, the rumbling in theaters, you know, whenever? Yeah, I probably
that shit should have just been in theaters, though.
It could have been.
It should have been.
I don't even think they would have needed to change anything, honestly. They went with like an hour-long special, didn't they?
It was two hour-long specials. Slap it together. You got a two-hour movie.
Drop the two-hour movie. You can cut a few scenes out. Let's go. You know, speed it up. I would have fucking loved that. And it was set up so perfectly, dude. It was set up so perfectly. The movie would have opened with my favorite chapter opening in the entire series. Like, the ground, it's rumbling. The title card on the movie, oh. It was set up so beautiful. I was actually like, it's going to happen. It's going
to. I remember you telling me, yeah, you really thought it was going to be a movie.
Because one, I mean, again, this is just because I was a super fan. But I've never read something on paper that's given me goosebumps. But being so in the weeds of Attack on Titan, new chapter drops. And it's just those kids playing, and they're like, "Ah, let's go bury the money. Ah, hey, what's up with the ground? It's flip page, chapter 139, the rumbling." I'm like, "Oh, fuck! Damn!"
I also just man, yeah. I
think movies are just big. I think they're fun. I think they're more event based. If it's going to be an event, like if it's going to be slow and boring, like I do not want to see the Hashira training arc, the movie. Because it's not entertaining enough. It's not a big enough theatrical event. But, like, Muzan versus whoever. Look at how spoiler-free I am. Sure, that's a movie. Why not?
Maybe I'll make it a very big goal of mine to get caught up on Demon Slayer, so I'm caught up and can join in. I'd be way too late to join in the conversation, but join in the conversation. What I was going to say, though, you might be asking, I can't answer for Dotto, but you might be asking the wrong person here, too, because I'm not someone who, like, looks forward every week to like watch the new episode. Like it's so rare. I mean, I'm literally two seasons behind on Demon Slayer. Will I watch it? Yes. But if it were a movie, like if the season three that I've not seen yet at all was a movie, I would have already seen it.
Yeah, you guys are asking a parent, man. Like you literally just said, like, I'll make it a big mission of mine to finish Demon Slayer. Somebody, a younger person literally says, I'll make it a big mission of tomorrow to finish Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
So you're cooked, man. Like
I'm literally talking about probably like a 2 week experience to watch 19 episodes of a show. That's actually, they weren't all about 20 minutes. They weren't all 20 minutes. I saw some 40s and some 30s in there.
Yeah. So they're throwing it at them.
Might be asking the wrong person there because if I can consume the same story in a much faster experience and probably flashier experience, I will definitely take it that way. Do I think it affects, if anything, I think movies would make anime more popular.
Sure, I agree. The hard part is there. You most anime movie. I actually prefer this because at least then my biggest problem with anime movies are when they're not canon and they're stupid. So if they're of canon material, the problem then becomes that they are strictly for people that have already watched the show. Like it's not like a normal movie. Like you go in and you watch it and you're good. But then again, neither are like Dune 2. You're not walking into Dune 2 like I'm going to know everything about this.
Yeah.
So. Whatever, man. I'm tapped in. I think movies are, it's good to be excited about. Again, though, I talk about this a lot. Oh no, Dotto's gonna say the thing again. But I do get it because movies take longer to come out. They're less like, they're more instant gratification, I guess. So for younger people, once a year Demon Slayer is kind of like, or I mean really once every like 2 or 3 years, it's like, fuck, I'm only gonna get to see this one movie every 2 years. But for old fucks like us, bro, that's like, oh my gosh, Demon Slayer again. I barely remembered it. I remember this.
I just watched Mugen Train like the other day.
Dude, I just watched Rengoku.
Nano, you saw that 4 years ago. Oh, was it really 4 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Whatever.
All right, Rabid Grimfish has us with a few here. We'll go rapid fast on these if we can. What is each of your favorite DBZ / Dragon Ball Super movie?
Wait, hold on. We're ending with our title bait?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This shouldn't take us that long.
No. I agree. I was just seeing when. I just want people to know our title bait is coming. It's not bait.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah, it's not bait.
Well, it's a little bit of bait. We threw it out there like a nice little steak.
I cooked it up a little bit. Come on, man.
Now we're reeling it back in a little.
No. We're gonna get to it. I feel like I can say that I can answer all these really, really fast.
Sure.
My favorite Z or DBS movie villain is Cooler.
Okay.
I love Cooler. Cooler's awesome.
Me personally, I'll go with Dragon Ball Super Broly. Does that not count? Is he in the series? All right, fine. I'll pick another one. He is
a movie villain. I mean, you can pick him, but he's not much of a villain. That's why I didn't go with him.
Okay, so you're more focused on that he's not much of a villain and not that he's only in a movie. So yeah. I can respect that. I'll switch it then to...
I mean, Cooler is about as much of a villain as I...
You said Cooler, so I'm not going to say Cooler. I'm going to go with...
Flair's my trucker hat. No, I know he's on. He's probably not picking 13.
Definitely not.
Actually, I think he might pick knockoff Goku Black.
Turles was pretty cool, actually. I mean, but he's like, I'll go.
You got Bojack, you got Turles, you could pick Frieza. He's technically a movie villain. Beerus.
Yeah, a really big villain there. I don't know. I do want to just say Cooler because he's
just saying it. It doesn't matter.
No, dude, he's such a tier above, but I guess saying Janemba is so pointless. And Bojack is like, all right.
Harutagon?
Definitely not fucking Harutagon.
Just go with Broly, bro. Just say it.
Broly is the villain, I guess, of that film. I'll do Z Broly.
I hate when people... Dude, he says more than just Kakarot. Favorite fusion. I think we're going to have the same on this. I think. Or are we different?
I don't know.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Gogeta.
Yeah.
Favorite arc. I think as much as there's... I love moments from everything, at least from memory, my favorite arc is Cell Games. I love Cell Games.
Probably all the Frieza stuff. Probably all the Frieza stuff. Or T.O.P. is pretty up there.
You're Namek guy.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I did like T.O.P.
T.O.P. is pretty classic.
Yeah. I recently said that in a video because I was talking about it one of the games. And I was like, man, I really do love T.O.P. But the thing is, when you do this internet thing, when I gas something up too much, you get all the comments like, that shit was trash. And I'm like, wait, we don't like T.O.P. anymore? And like, there's so many comments about, I can't believe Nano likes T.O.P. or thinks T.O.P. is good. I'm like, holy shit, I thought we all thought T.O.P. was good.
It does, when you bring up that, it does suffer from the, that's the newest thing, so it's not cool, kind of thing. It's like, no, dude, it was pretty cool.
If you could pick one move from, we kind of already done this before, like we were geeking out one day on the pod, but we can do it again. If you could pick one move from the Dragon Ball series to have in real life, what would you pick?
I'm not
going to
change my answer.
I'm still going transition.
Yeah, it's the most.
Wait, you wanted to fly. You said fly. I said instant transmission, and you said, yeah, but you got to know, because you know you got to know the person and where they're at and hone in on their energy. So you said fly, because the whole argument was, I was like, but bro, you probably only be flying for like 5 miles an hour.
Is flying a move?
Yes.
Then, yeah, flying is pretty good.
That was what you went with. We had the whole discussion. I'm like, Dotto. And then everyone was like making jokes because they're like, so.
Instant transmission's not bad.
Am I going to look out my window and just see Dotto like kind of floating by at 5 miles an hour? And
like, yeah, because I would fly at 5 miles an hour because flying is cool. It is pretty chill.
Instant transmission is the bar none most useful.
It is.
Imagine if every day, like let's say I could IT. Or let's just fuck it. You can IT. Imagine every day you could lock on.
I would never tell anybody I had it, though.
You could lock on to me.
You were going
to come here, film the pod.
Guys,
for
this is dystopian universe, guys. I get a superpower, and it's like, you could use it to work harder. Yeah, dude, thanks, man. Okay, hey, boss, I'm ready to work. I have superpowers, Nano. Fuck, I look like recording a podcast with superpowers. Newsflash, I'm fucking making money fucking bitches, bro. Just kidding. On the second part, as I'm in a relationship, by fucking bitches, I meant saving everybody.
Bro, I was like, bro gets his transmission, says fuck the podcast.
Bro, fuck the podcast, fuck my YouTube channel.
What are you doing? You gonna steal some money here and there? Just a little bit?
I'm gonna steal the fucking president of the United States if I want. Who's gonna fucking stop me?
He doesn't mean that! Yeah. FBI agent that is currently subbed to the Patreon, he doesn't mean that.
It is a joke.
It's a joke!
What if the guy watching, he's like, I know, I'm a fan of key moments. But no, dude, I mean, who's going to stop me with instant transmission?
That's why I'm saying IT.
And, imagine how scary.
Your argument with I said I could just go get food, and you're like,
well, what are you going to do? You're end up in the back?
Imagine how scary that is.
In the back and the cook.
Because you need to know where they are.
And then you're going to get to know like Tom who works the drive-thru. And then what if one day he's not there and you're just like, go to his house or something?
Exactly. I remember like, saying that. Because that's true. If you're like,
oh, we can patronize me wanting IT, but the second you want it, you're making money, bitches. I'm thinking big picture,
dude. Because I'm thinking big picture. I'm thinking millions.
I was just trying to get some chicken. You were thinking of fucking
Chick-fil-A on a Tuesday, bro. Like impressive shit. Until Tom's not at the Chick-fil-A, and then you're just like, hey, Tom. Do I know you? Yeah, dude.
Look, I come through the drive-thru like all the time,
I come through the drive-thru like once every four weeks. You don't remember me?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Fuck are you doing in my home?
Fucked up, man.
I'm taking a bubble bath, dude. Like, this is my me time. But anyway, imagine how scary that would be, bro. You're a billionaire. I walk up. I'm shaking your hand. Nice to meet you, Mr. Billionaire. And then your daughter, you have a daughter. I'm like, nice to meet you. And then immediately I give you a voicemail. I'm like, if you want to see your kid ever again, $1 million this bank account right now. You're cooked, bro. It's like, because I can transmit anybody that's like with me.
Yeah.
Instant, just, I want $1 million.
How did you manage to turn a Dragon Ball move into so fucking diabolic? Like,
I would be a hero. I'm just saying you could also.
You're talking about kidnapping people with IT.
I guess I kind of.
I would be a hero.
But I could kidnap.
I get rich.
I could kidnap a villain too.
I have to get rich first and then.
The thing about that though is it's really not going to help me against guns.
I was about to say.
Guns are kind of really strong.
You're going to have to be so fast with that shit. You're going to be so fast with
it. You think I'm hitting Goku flicker steps on fucking instant transmission? I'm probably just leaving. Like if somebody pulls out a gun, I'm just like, fuck, dude. I'm not gonna hit the psoom, psoom, psoom. No, I'm not fucking chancing that, bro. What are you acting like I'm gonna stay in the situation for? I am leaving. Bro made it sound like I was gonna fucking fight the guy with the gun by blinking around him. Newsflash again, Nano. I'm not coming back. I don't know why you made it sound like I'm staying in that. I'm not.
You have instant transmission. You said you want to be a hero.
You're challenging that, bro. Nah, this motherfucker thinks he's actually got Kaioken Goku. That's a feat he needs Kaioken for, man. I'm not doing that.
Oh, shit.
Dude, Kaioken would be cool, too, though.
Kaioken would be really cool.
I feel like when we say that, we are forgetting that if you go too high for your body, you disintegrate into time.
That is also true, so probably not Kaioken.
It would be cool to get some red aura and do everything twice as good, though.
Oh, my gosh. That was the hardest I've laughed in a minute. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying this podcast. If you are, consider the like button. If you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere that's not YouTube, you can leave us a rating. It does help out the pod. And I would love to get a plaque one day that says Key Moments. And then we can have, like,
visitation
custody
rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of it, like, randomly. It'll be at Donald's place. It'll be at my place. Donald's place, my place. That'd be really cool. So hit that subscribe button. We actually passed 30,000 subs.
Toasty watching you say it's going to switch between both of us.
He's
got to have visitation.
When's my turn? All right, Kevin says, are you guys ever making any more Fusion Roll videos? I've enjoyed the few y'all have done on it and would love to see more.
We've reached the title.
I cannot believe how of all the game things I've ever hyped up for myself to have, like, slap the Dragon Ball IP over it is a MOBA, an action RPG. More like
the mobile would be cool though.
More like a Devil May Cry thing, but still. And a card game that I could actually play digitally. Because I used to play the shit out of the Dragon Ball card game on the Game Boy Advance, which was the scorecard game that I used to collect and actually play with my friends. So when I tell you how disappointed I was when I started playing Fusion World and understanding all the different classes and understanding the absolute insanity that was balanced in that game, it made me so sad. And that I've not touched it since.
Wow, you're a hater. You're a bona fide hater.
I will say, and as I introed with it, I do think as more cards release, have you seen one of the recent ones? There's a Majin Vegeta leader card.
Ooh, that's gonna be cool. That's a new leader in the game.
I didn't look to see what color it was, but I'm
probably yellow. That's what I would guess.
Very excited to dive back in on that. So I do think this, because this is very much, card games are almost like live service games. So like there's constant balance changes and just things they can do to just even the playing field of all the different colors. But at launch, and you have to admit, it was pretty bad on balance side.
I mean, maybe I would have to like learn. What I think was bad was like, because honestly, think about it. Like people were wrong about so much. Like Frieza was so strong. And maybe not at launch, but maybe like 3 weeks in. Once people learned that Frieza was really good and like how good that strategy was, maybe.
Yeah, the yellow deck.
Yeah, that and green. But green was the easy deck, so it really like predominantly shit on a bunch of players that admittedly just we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, and blue was like more of a blue and red were more like control decks.
Blue ended up coming around though, apparently with Vegeta.
Oh, really?
Vegeta, the blue Vegeta. Trunks was still ass.
And again, this could also be a lack of knowledge and lack of skill on my.
Damn,
dog.
You hit yourself, bro. He hit himself with his mic, guys.
And so that could just be literally me being a complete and total idiot when it comes to the game, but. Will there ever be more videos over Fusion World? I'm sure at some point, as I literally just said, I want to try out Majin Vegeta, but I don't know how to explain it, but this game did not have the sauce I was expecting this game to have. And the last thing I'll say was just on my mind. I never missed a box of these cards ever. I bought a booster box of every set of these cards.
Masters, yeah.
Until Fusion World became a thing, and I've missed every single box because those first boxes for Fusion World were $200+ for like a month and a half, and I lost my interest in it, and I have yet to look at that. I believe we've had two more boxes since that initial launch one, or at least one more, and I haven't even looked into them. And I never missed a box. I made a video on every box.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand is either like go all in or just do something else. Them making Dragon Ball Super Card Game Master and then Dragon Ball Fusion World is like, it's weird to me. Like, I'm going to play the one that's going to have the most players. So it would be Fusion World because I assume more players can play online. So that's more players, more competition, easier to access and the whatnot. But continuing the other one, I think is just a confusing product because then people get confused. I get confused. In terms of me.
They're not continuing the other one, are they?
Yeah, Masters. The one you're talking about is Masters, which is still technically going on.
There's new booster boxes of that?
Yeah. They released them alongside this.
What?
Yeah. And this is my point, ladies and gentlemen. This is why maybe a brand, maybe you should be more forward with your brand.
Look at that UI Goku, $1,700.
That's gotta be fake. Whenever card prices are like that, I'm just like, yeah, okay. That's not real. See, look, Dragon Ball Card Game Masters and Dragon Ball Card Game Fusion Worlds.
You are correct. Okay. And what is the most recent set in this?
I think it's
what?
Like Kid Goku set. Yeah. Look at this. I'm pretty up to date in the community. Legend of the Dragon Balls. July 19th, 2024.
Dude, why would they do this? I thought they sunset this. I actually did think that. And I'm someone that has bought these, man.
Yeah, well, you're behind, bro, by a lot.
That's so why?
Dude, you're behind.
Dude, This actually pisses me off.
Come on, man. You call yourself a collector? You don't even know.
Son Goku Fist of Fate is one of the SCRs. Boo Unlimited Majin is one of the SCRs.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. Wow. Okay. Dino texted me this rhyme style, and I definitely did not understand that this was back to being the master set that he was sending me, because there's definitely a God Rare in this set, if I'm not mistaken. Why would they do it? Why would they split the product like that?
Because these are like really complex cards and they didn't want to start with that, I guess.
But okay, but at that point though, sunset this.
I agree.
And just go with Fusion World.
Yeah, go all in.
I know, and I did get that. Let me not sound too idiotic here. I did understand why they weren't creating it, because if you have access to all the cards back until 2017 and all of that, That also why we've talked about this before. I like when games do a rotating core set of cards that you can use. So that way you're not still using cards from 6 years ago that now all of a sudden you found this new broken meta that you can combine a card from 2017 with a card from 2023 and a card from 2024 and win in one turn.
Yeah, that can be like a game mode if you want.
But yeah, wild. Yeah. The wild version. Like, use all the cards available. But I like when games do a core set. It's like the last year to 2 years of cards. Use them. Cool. And it becomes a much more self-contained environment where they can sort of like control balance a little better. So, that is so interesting to me, Dotto. I had no idea.
Yeah. So Fusion World, I mean, I'll probably make more videos on it. The thing with me is I kind of just fell off because I'm going to be extremely honest. The views for the game fell off and then I just didn't have that motivation to go out and do it too much. And so my circumstance is a little unique, is I probably would have kept making more, but I made two. I had two ready to go. And then I put one out and it didn't do super good. And then I didn't want to put the second one out right away. So I was like, I'll hold off. And then I just never ended up putting it out. So because I had one recorded, I didn't record more. And because I didn't put it out, it never got out. And then I just never, I was stuck in that cycle. And I said I was waiting for the new expansion, but the new expansion came and went and I never got back on the game. But I did want to play Cell. I did want to play Fuse Amasu. Like, I did want to try these leaders out, make decks. And play it because it's unique and
well,
fun.
Damn, the Majin Vegeta thing I'm thinking of might be a Masters card and not even a Fusion World card. That sucks. That makes me less excited.
I mean, I wonder if they've announced their next set. I think they kind of have.
Hang on, are these Goku and Vegeta that don't even go past base?
No, I think they're just base, yeah. Kind of weird for a second. Oh my God, Nano is hating. He is on his hater arc right now. You mind if I see that laptop? Let me see what these leaders are looking like. Because what I am interested in as a YouTuber and just as a fan is like specifically Cell and Zamasu because they are new characters into the digital card game.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd surprise me with this Goku and Vegeta and maybe they'll have new animations for their finishing moves and shit like that. I wouldn't bet money
on a card game.
But Zamasu and Cell, they have no choice, right?
So yeah, those are completely new characters.
Those are the ones I'm interested in. Specifically, Cell is green, which is my go-to color. I do like green. Zamasu is blue, and blue kind of fucking annoys me, so I probably won't like that too much. But apparently, green's not even all that right now. It's okay, but apparently it's still a Frieza meta.
Is it really?
It's still a Frieza meta. Frieza's really good. But green is all right, but it has problems with... Beerus is still up there too.
Is he?
I think so. I'm trying to remember. I try to stay tapped in just in case I come back, but
and that's the thing. I was staying tapped in. I cannot believe it. Just blows my mind. I don't know how to explain it. They lost me. They genuinely, when I tell you that if my other two dream games happen and I feel that way about them, I will be so sad. Now here's the thing. If they ever made a MOBA and it came out and it was like Pokemon Unite, dude, I still cannot believe Pokemon Unite does not have a desktop client.
Yeah, no,
it makes no sense, Dotto.
I mean, true, but at least here's the thing, Nano, that MOBA dream game you have, it could come out. It could be really good. It could even have a PC client, but it would probably still die. If it keeps doing this anime game bullshit, dude. If there's no good costumes, if they don't give us any cool skins, if they don't give us content more than once every 5 months.
I guess I just don't know why someone can't just go to them and be like, hey,
this literally
let us cook.
Yes.
Stop being so like
uptight.
Just let Goku be in these random ass outfits. It'll be okay.
I don't know why somebody hasn't drawn a Venn diagram and say, here is execs, and writes execs on the board and says, here is money, and writes it on the board. It's like, do you guys want money? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then you need to let me put Goku in costume. But what if I told you this leads
to this money?
Money. It makes sense now.
Sure.
And do you guys want this money for real? And you want to keep getting it over the course of period in steady waves? Yeah. Well, then you need to let me make content more than once every 6 months. What? How does that make sense? What do you mean? How does that make sense? Please, bro. Just, we need something more than every 6 months, some steady form of content, characters, yada, yada. Anime live service games will never fail to piss me off.
Yeah.
seeing My Hero, seeing the My Hero Battle Royale, and then they were like, new skin coming soon, Endeavor in his work clothes. Stay tuned for that.
You know how much more exciting it would be? And this is like, this is so basic, but in that My Hero game, if I could run around as All Might and Vegeta's clothing, or Deku and Goku's clothing, or like Bakugo and Naruto's clothing, like all these different IPs that they definitely have access, they should have access to, and they can't do anything with, is insane. And I know that's like such a basic thing, but would you not eat up playing a game where you can put Goku in Naruto's outfit? Like that Naruto outfit, Goku in Battle of Z is really cool.
I did, yeah, and it was cool. And I bought it immediately. I bought that version. Or if they, I mean, again, you know, I'm not even asking for all that. Just let me put him in a, not, I always say this, let me get pirate Goku. Let me put him in a legally distinct pirate outfit. That's all I'm asking. Make some cool art, make a cool splash art, make some skins, dude. It's not that fucking hard. I promise you. I promise you, you can get somebody to do it. Everybody does it. You can do it. Nobody's going to pay for Badman Vegeta. And if they are, they're only going to do it once. And then after that, no, you can do Yard Rat Goku. But Yard Rat Goku will not save you 2 years in. He ain't going to be there for you no more. You're going to have him used already. Yeah, I did this immediately in both games. What was the Goku? The Goku Naruto one was for Battle of Z, right? Or what was
that? I didn't. So Ultimate Ninja Storm 3 had Naruto and Goku's outfit.
I played that one.
And Dragon Ball Z Battle Z had Goku and Naruto's outfit. Right.
So you can tell I was locked in, bro. I remembered both of them. That's because I was doing it for both of them.
Interesting. I had no idea that was the thing. Again, yeah. I just did not pay attention to Naruto-related things until semi-recently, so.
I will say Naruto looks more natural in Goku's outfit. Goku and Naruto's outfit looks a little funny. He looks like a cosplay, like he's just cosplaying.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying there for sure.
But it works. I mean, it works. I'd pay for that, but I'm in a pirate outfit.
I think talking on the views aspect, I also do wonder, you know, we can't always, Dragon Ball slapped on thing doesn't always equal money/views/interest.
Yeah, sometimes the cold hard truth is the IP just doesn't fit that genre, which is why I will always shake my head at people like, why isn't another fighting game? What the fuck?
Because that's what they do in the show.
That's what people want.
Most of the time, like we've seen this so much with the Bleach game of semi-recent announcement, but like most of the time, the only other thing that that game would probably work with, or that IP would work with, like Bleach, I know he's Ichigo is like a sword user or whatever, would be like a Devil May Cry like style game. But at the end of the day, people would still find a way to bitch about that because they'd be like, well, I'm going to play it for 10 hours and I'm going to probably going to experience the story that I already know. And they're going to bitch about that aspect. And then they're going to say, I wish I could just fight my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, like, how else do you want to fight? If not, like, Arena Fighter does not equal bad.
No, but it is what it is.
Like, that does not turn me off from a game at all. Sparking Zero is an Arena Fighter. And the only thing that would make a Dragon Ball game better for me is going back to the Tekken style. Like Budokai and Burst Limit.
Yeah, but I mean, you could do that. I mean, but then that's still fighting. I just hate when people are like, why is it not a text-based adventure game? Let's get something new in here. It's like, what the fuck? Who the fuck? Why? I mean, I guess if you want to get artistic with it every once in a while,
yeah,
sure. That's cool. Like, but don't be surprised when that shit flops and it's not like Xenoverse.
I think it also depends on the landscape as well. Like Bleach people who've probably been waiting for a Bleach game for forever, I don't know why you wouldn't want the game that you're getting, but if you had 10 Bleach games in the last like 8 years, you might be like, sure, man. Yeah, I'll take this like action adventure.
Yeah, I'll play a top-down JRPG.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, it's kind of like us in the Dragon Ball space. Like we haven't had a real game since Kakarot. Kakarot was a single-player game that you can beat in a week or a few days. Like we haven't had a fighting game like this since Fighters. That was 6.5 years ago. Tough. So the drought, like, you know, like if you don't count Heroes World Mission, but
I don't.
Yeah. So it's been 6.5 years. So yeah, I'm glad that what we're getting is the typical formula Dragon Ball Z arena fighting game. But if we start going back to getting yearly games, which I guess we also got the card game it was literally the main purpose of filming this podcast. but then it's fine. You can give us like the random things like the attack. Did you ever play Attack of the Saiyans?
No.
The 3D or the 2DS game?
No.
I never did either.
Why would you?
I always wanted to. Did you play the Legacy of Goku games?
No.
Don't you dare say it.
RPGs in their lane.
No, dude.
RPGs in their lane.
Legacy Goku was during the period where you could go pick up Budokai and you could pick up Legacy Goku. Yep. Then when Legacy Goku 2 came out, you could get Budokai 2 and like so forth and so forth. Like, so there was options. It wasn't the only thing we were getting for that entire year or 5 year span.
Especially when I think people have to realize they're like, why no Legacy of Goku? It's because that game was made to sell Dragon Ball on a platform that really couldn't do much other than that genre of game.
Did you guys play Taiketsu?
I don't even know what the fuck that is. The fighting game on the... Yeah, that was a cool idea, but I would never play it because it's...
Have you ever looked into it?
I mean, you're talking about the DS one? No. Maybe I'm not even thinking about what...
This is the... Hang on. We'll just show you. It was on Game Boy Advance. The worst fighting game. Oh man, all right, let's click on this. This is all super attacks we're watching right now. Let's get Dadadoya's live reaction.
Yeah, this just looks like ass.
Taiketsu.
It just looks like ass.
Yeah. It was really bad. When I see people be like, "Nah, you don't get it." I'm like, "No, I think I get it. It was pretty fucking bad." It was like, maybe it has a little bit of charm to like the aesthetic. It does look like ass, but like there's some charm to it. But there was one day on Twitter where was it Keith? Maybe somebody was trying to defend Final Bout. And I was like, "Nah, bro. No. We aren't defending Final Bout. Like, Final Bout is a bad game."
Yeah, no. All these games are pretty ass. Why did Krillin just do a headbutt?
Did a headbutt. Anyway, that's Taiketsu. That was the only other really Game Boy Advance. Well, besides the Dragon Ball Super card game. Dragon Ball collectible card game that was also on Advance.
But it's like, that's why you got those games. It wasn't necessarily to do something different. It was
Super Sonic Warriors was on Advance as well. Super Sonic Warriors was cool.
That was a cool one.
Super Sonic Warriors was actually really, really cool.
Their idea is to sell the brand on a platform that couldn't handle like a...
I didn't get to play 2 though, because I didn't have a DS.
Jump around fighting game. Yeah.
I got to play 1. 1 was on Advance, 2 was on the DS.
I'm not gonna lie. A lot of the older games I played on just Flash, like illegally ripped on just websites.
Okay.
Like, that was definitely one of them, I think.
Any final things you want to say about the Dragon Ball Super card game? Like, do you foresee yourself like streaming that for a week straight again?
Nope.
Or
no, I mean, maybe unless I get hooked, but nope. You?
Yeah, no, it's such a weird feeling. You know, did you collect them? I know that you're sitting on a box. This dude right here is sitting on a box of Tournament of Power.
Yeah, but that was Masters, and I'm probably never buying a Masters set again.
Yeah.
I haven't bought any of the new ones either.
The price is tanked hard.
Yeah.
The prices on I'd been sitting on all my bulk for years, and Dino was like, "You should sell it." And he knew a guy, and I went to go sell it, and I sent him all these cards, and he's like, "Oh, I wish I'd have known." Cause like Dino, if you're not feeling rhyme style, he literally collects he collects Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon heavy. So when this guy thought he was connecting me, and I probably should have brought this up before I sent them, but he thought he's connecting me. He thought he's been connected to someone that was sending him Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And when he got the Dragon Ball cards and told me what he could give me, it was like less than a booster box of money. But I sent him like 12 booster boxes of cards. And he said, "Do you want us to just send them back?" And I said, "Nah, I don't really have anything to do with them. And I don't necessarily feel like sorting them out." And I was like, "You could donate them." I go, "I don't think like shipping them back to me was more expensive than just paying me."
Yeah.
So I said, "You can keep them, just donate them, give them to someone, whatever. And I guess I'll take that to cover the shipping that I sent to you." And he's like, "Yeah, unfortunately, Dragon Ball Super Card Game is in a really rough..." This was about 6 months ago too. It's like, it's in a really rough spot. No one is really buying the card, so we can't really get rid of them. So that's why we can't offer you money. And I just wish I'd have known you were sending me Dragon Ball Super. But he said, "Rhyme's been so heavy into Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon that I thought you were sending me Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon." And he's like, "There's infinitely more value in those cards right now." So
yeah, no, I don't know why people play card games like investment stocks. It's like, once the game's dead, and this game is dead, like pretty much dead, it's for hardcore players now.
My mother is sending me K-pop right now while we're live.
She's just recording. Tapped in.
She just sent me K-pop. Oh my gosh, Dotto. Guess what?
What's that?
We could send them to another video. They could click right here. God. Do you hear that?
I do.
I guess I should stop saying that for the audio listeners. I'm sorry, guys. You can't click on anything. But we appreciate you so much. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for supporting us. Leave a like. Leave a subscribe. Whoa. Follow.
My mic's moving.
Join out patreon.com/keymoments. Click the join button on YouTube. You want to see some bonus content. And we'll see you guys in the next one.